The Little Rock School Board approved a facilities plan last night that included the construction of a middle school in West Little Rock and a high school in Southwest Little Rock. Member Joy Springer presented the motion to the board stipulating that the schools must be built in tandem and that the Southwest Little Rock building would be the district's priority.
Construction of a Southwest High School shall be the district's first priority. Upon a successful millage, the district shall simultaneously authorize construction of a Southwest Little Rock High School and a West Little Rock Middle School.
Board member Leslie Fiskin expressed concern about linking the completion of the two schools. She said the board hadn't discussed those details in their previous conversation on the plan.
And I do have some concerns about that because I understand the, you know, the east and the west, but we got the north and the south too. And also from a contractual legal standpoint, I'm not really sure that we can tie, you know, the building of these of one high school to the other. If the high school gets delayed, then West Little Rock gets delayed.
Yet the motion still passed unanimously.
All in favor of the motion as presented to accept the properties, improvements, and expansions listed in Exhibit A and B with the conditions that have been described, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. There is not any opposed. Motion passes.
Wow.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Applause to you, everybody. That is just great.
School Board President Greg Adams said the compromise facilities plan is proof the board has taken the hard road to change.
That shows that we are yoked together.
Yes.
That we are connected together. And we resist the idea to say I'm going to get mine and I don't worry about yours.
Right.
And we're saying that is not the way to do business for the school district.
The facilities plan includes a new David O'Dodd Elementary School, the replacement of portable structures district-wide, new activity centers, and air conditioning in kitchens and school gyms. The board plans to propose a millage in 2016. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.